You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. Come, Holy Spirit, and settle on this holy place set aside for worship. I pray, Holy Spirit, that the words that come from my heart, my mouth, are your words and not my own. For in this Good Friday, I am not worthy, save only for Jesus. Amen. I want to come to you this evening from the Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew 27, beginning at verse 11. Leading up to the cross, Jesus went before Pilate. And this account by Matthew is telling of the kind of Savior that we are here to honor and worship tonight. Matthew writes, "Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' 'You have said so,' Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, 'Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?' But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Jesus Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, 'Which one do you want me to release to you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?' For he knew it was out of self-interest that they had handed Jesus over to him. When Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message: 'Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him.' But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. 'Which of the two do you want me to release to you?' asked the governor. 'Barabbas,' they answered. 'What shall I do then with Jesus who is called the Messiah?' Pilate asked. They all answered, 'Crucify him.' 'Why? What crime has he committed?' asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, 'Crucify him.' When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. 'I am innocent of this man's blood,' he said. 'It is your responsibility.' All the people answered, 'His blood is on us and on our children.' Then he released Barabbas to them. But he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified." So Jesus Barabbas is an interesting character in biblical history. He was not the common criminal that lore has made him out to be. To the contrary, Barabbas was a rebel who attempted to start an insurrection against the Romans. Like Jesus Christ, Jesus Barabbas was interested in freeing his people from bondage, one from sin and the other from Roman oppression. However, the difference, Barabbas was intent on accomplishing his mission on his own terms and by his own power. His intent and his methods were about Barabbas for Barabbas. On the other hand, Jesus's intent and methods were not at all self-centered. He put aside his will and he chose God's will. He died to self and chose instead to carry out God's plan for our salvation, your salvation, my salvation. See, in a very real sense, Barabbas was the first beneficiary of Christ's death on the cross because Jesus, an innocent man, took his place on the cross. So when we look at the two, Jesus Barabbas and Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah, we see Jesus Barabbas is a notorious murderer. Jesus of Nazareth was a popular young preacher. Why then did the crowd choose Barabbas? Have you ever wondered? I would submit to you that the crowd chose Jesus Barabbas for the same reasons that the world always chooses the Barabbases of the world. The world prefers a lawbreaker to a righteous man. And the world always takes care of its own. The world, like Pontius Pilate, doesn't know what to do with Jesus. The world prefers the devil it knows to the shepherd that it doesn't know. The inconvenient fact of the matter is that as fallen, broken humans, all of us are more like Jesus Barabbas than Jesus Christ. Every one of us is a lawbreaker. We deserve imprisonment. We deserve death. We are all rightly judged and condemned for our sins. And all of us, no exceptions, need a substitute to die in our place. See, like the people in the crowd that day standing before Pilate, we too have a choice. We can choose self and self-interest, self-righteousness, or we can choose selflessness. We can choose fleshly desire, or we can choose righteousness. We can choose the world and Satan, or we can choose eternal life with God. You see, we all have a choice. A decision must be made each and every time we are presented with a choice in this life, a choice for good or a choice for evil, a choice for others or a choice for self. Every time we make a choice in this life, we're choosing either Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Christ. Now, a prudent person might consider that Jesus Barabbas will never cleanse you of your sins and make you right with the living God. I think we're pretty clear on that. Only Jesus Christ can do that for you. Only Jesus Christ can offer you grace Only Jesus Christ can offer you salvation. Only the Jesus who is called the Christ. And the question for all of us on this Good Friday evening, as we prepare our hearts for the crucifixion, for the tomb, and then finally, the resurrection. All of us have a question to ponder. And the question is, which Jesus do you choose? Which Jesus do you choose? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.